You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
OSFA means one size fits all. It's great for things like hats, scarves, baby bibs, and dog collars. But what about more important things like workout routines, diet choices? And that's what we're talking about. It's not diets and health and fitness and the medical field with obese people is not a one-size-fits-all. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon Glore, my health and fitness instructor extraordinaire, helping me to get my weight from 687 down to 200 pounds. And I'm already down over 100 pounds. And all thanks.
And counting.
And counting. That's right. And Brandon's going to let me and remind me all the time that we are. And you know, Brandon, sometimes obese people, especially myself, you know, to mock is to manage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I usually beat people to the punch and say, you know, use the fat joke type thing. And that helps me manage it. So, you know, whenever I introduce myself, if I'm speaking in front of a crowd or an audience, you know what I've always said? I said, hey, how many of you ever met me before? Nobody would raise their hand in the room. I said, okay, that's okay. Because once you get to know me, I've said, I'm very nervous. And whenever I get nervous, I swell. And I tell everybody that, and I said, as soon as I get my nerves calmed down, I'm going to be, and I pick out the smallest person in the crowd and say, I'm going to be their size. So to mock it is to manage it, and you know, the one size fits all, that's what brings me to what we're talking about. Brandon, in your industry, what happens when we treat everyone as a one size fits all, just right off the bat?
Oh, man, it's... You just can't do it. If you're going to do it right, exercise-wise, nutrition-wise, everybody's different.
Yes.
So there's not one set script that works for everybody. So you have to cater to that individual's needs.
Why is everything out there diet-wise? You drink this drink. You take this pill. You watch. You know, I'm tired of watching Maria. I lost 50 pounds. You know, I'm like, 50 pounds? I go to the bathroom and lose 50 pounds. I mean, come on now. I mean, seriously, I'm like looking at a morbid obese person that's in their chair. They're here. They can't move. They're immobile. And they're watching Marie Osmond. She needs to get, you know, stick to singing, I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. And quit selling Nutrisystem for everybody is my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's not a one size fits all. But why? I mean, what do you mean by it's everybody's differently? Is it body type, gender? What do you think?
It's all of it. I mean, physically, mentally, spiritually. We're different individuals. Genetically, we're different individuals. And some individuals, you know, are stronger in certain aspects. Others are weaker. We all have different lifestyles that cater into where we are physically. So, like, our physical fitness journey depends on your family life or your everyday life, your workplace life.
Yes.
It all caters into that. So, whatever works for me may not work for you. Whatever works for you may not work for somebody else.
So that's a stigma.
One-size-fits-all
is a stigma that we need to break.
And not to always get back to the dollar signs on things, but the marketing world has swarmed the fitness industry, and it's easy to push one thing. It's easy to push one brand of shakes. It's easy to push one workout routine. I can create a workout routine right now and say that it works for everybody, and it's easy, and I can sell it to everybody, but it's not going to work. So they come
up
in this, it's just overflooded with the marketing, and it's push it, and that's what's in front of your eyes. That's what you see on Facebook. That's what you see on TV ads and stuff like that, and that's the stuff being pushed, but that's why it doesn't work. People will use it, and then it gets pushed aside.
And that's why you gave me an individual assessment that where I was at, what I could do, what I could eat, because, you know, if I go on one thing, there's some things I can't eat that you can eat.
Right.
And there's allergies that play part in it, too. I mean, I have food allergies galore. I look at some things, I break out, you know? I mean, it's just one thing. But one size fits all is more than just a blanket way of covering everyone's head or ensuring a cool, large beach towel. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's a mentality that can and has had dire consequences because, to put it plainly, when it comes to health and fitness, one size does not fit all at all. And when starting a fitness program, you need to ask yourself and your trainer the following question. And this is what I did. This is where it came to Brandon. He's gonna explain this. And I'm talking to you that are morbidly obese, that aren't mobile, that have bad knees, have bad hips, because you know what do you see in the gym? Your trainer, if he makes you do just like what they did on some of the shows and you blow out your knee, you're done. You're done for. And Brandon is very cognizant of that. Does the program specifically address your needs and goals? Is it appropriate for your age and fitness level? Does it address the physical limitation, range of motion, and past injuries? And is it aligned with what you want to accomplish? If your answer is yes, then you have a well-rounded fitness program that will be instrumental in helping you accomplish your life-changing goal to get healthy. And that's why, you know where I got this at right now? How Brandon taught me and got my mind wrapped around this on questions that I would ask, and what I asked to Brandon and him corresponding back to me created this. So explain this if you don't have a trainer like this, or what a trainer should be.
So somebody should take a general assessment of you to see what your personal goals are, what your fitness goals are. So for instance, if you know me, I want, maybe let's say I want to focus on just increasing my overall upper body strength.
Good.
That's a concern of mine right now. I'm not overweight, so I'm not concerned about losing weight right now.
You sure you're not overweight? I mean, you look a little overweight. And we're going to do a workout. Whenever I reach one goal, Brandon's going to have me be the trainer.
Yep,
and he's going to be. I'm going to work him out. So you wait. You look at me. You're going to be
but,
like.
But with that, my workout routine is going to be completely opposite of yours. Right now, we're going to build upper body strength. It's just going to happen. It's going to be a byproduct of what we're trying to do when we're in the weight loss journey right now. So then once we get you down and we accomplish our goal of getting you to your ideal weight and size, then we can start focusing on different aspects.
Good.
You know?
Good. So how do you tailor my workout routine compared to someone who has different physical needs and limitations?
It's just it's daily. I mean, when it's consistent. It's always changing. It's always
changing.
Yes, I know.
And you are. And why? Why is the change? You said something. I want you to bring it out. You said change up the body.
You got it. We got to confuse it.
Good.
Which is a generic term, but you know, our body's made to adapt and get accustomed with things.
Good.
So let's say you do one particular workout or routine every single day, the exact same weight, the exact same time.
Yes.
You will see a little bit of result from it because you're working, but then after a while, you're going to completely plateau. Your body's going to adapt to what it needs. So we have to change it up, give your body something so totally different, because the more your body's in shock, the more your body's going to react to it. And that's what
and
we want.
And my body has been in a lot of shock. I mean, I'm like in shock treatment, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, so doing that, and we also got to do it on the nutrition aspect as well. You know, if you eat the exact same thing every single day,
and that's what you
helped
me, and I hit plateaus because you told me that I was doing like 1,500 to 1,800 calories, and I was doing the same thing, and my body got accustomed to it. And you said, no, we got to do this. You know, like you did the 2 days, I would do very low carbs, you know, high protein. Mm-hmm. You know,
put you on kind of a cycle.
A cycle type thing is that's important, to a person's body.
Yeah.
Because we do adapt and we do get accustomed, and that's where when you get accustomed, it becomes a one-size-fits-all mentality, correct?
Oh, yeah.
In that.
Yep.
So is that how, like I said, you have a training, you know, expertise in what you do and motivating? And if you have out there that's listening, if you have an excellent trainer whose motivation is your health and not their numbers – or their vanity, when, you know, hey, my client looks hot, man. Look, he looks buffer. I did this. That's not Brandon's mentality. And if you have a trainer like that you're a vanity prize piece to them, then you need to get away and steer clear from them, because it's vanity. And I have the right trainer because Brandon's concerned about my health. He's concerned about if I'm hurting. He's concerned about if I am, what am I putting into my body? Mm-hmm. How am I putting it into my body? What am I doing? And you change it. I mean, I probably haven't done same exercises, same routine. I haven't done the same routine.
We never
since
have.
We start. Never. It's always been the different. And sometimes I wish we could go back to the start whenever it wasn't as brutal.
Yeah.
But you know, these, what's some things then that you have me come over?
The landmines.
Oh, my. Yeah. I tell you, landmines, man, that makes me poop my pants almost. I mean.
But with those, we'll repeat the exercise during the workout. We may do that workout,
of course.
Or that exercise a week later, but it's in a different routine with other exercises, so you may be feeling like you're on top of the world the one day doing it, the next day you're like, I can barely do these. Well, because you're tired from everything else.
Like my shoulder from Monday, I mean, I could barely lift it up. I mean, because my in-home workouts are sometimes worse than my at gym. I'm like, let me go back to the gym, for crying out loud. And I pooped a kidney, you know. I'm like, what are you doing to me? You know, fad diets and exercise programs you see advertised mostly late night, okay? Mm-hmm. When we can't sleep, you know, toned and beautiful people, you know, the beautiful people, they are telling the viewers, just do what I did and you'll look like me.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
And that's an impossibility. I don't care. You know, if I'm going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, then it's not going to – if I have Arnold Schwarzenegger, it gives me so overwhelmed I don't even want to go buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the same metabolism, right, Brandon?
No.
We may not even have the same gender.
Right.
And probably we don't have the same genetics. So the three G's is what I always think of: genetics, gender, and goals. And you said it.
Yeah.
And I think we need to follow that, because we need to have a body type quiz. Because if we're not doing things that you've taught me, and I'm saying all this, you say, man, you sort of know what you're talking about, Sean. No, I don't. Brandon has taught me this stuff and sort of conditioned me to understand this. So everybody is different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Females can, it takes longer for them to lose weight. A guy can give up soda and then lose weight. A woman gives up soda and she's like, man, I gained 20 pounds. You know, let's debunk this and let's put the fact to the fat here. What about genetics? Let's talk. People say, well, it's not your genetics. You're just fat because you overeat, you lazy, slob.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put the fact to the fat.
Genetics absolutely play a role into our fitness. It's not an excuse, which we always want to talk about.
Good.
It definitely plays a role. And, you know, some people will carry fat easier than others. You ever met somebody who's 110 pounds soaking wet and has just an absolutely awful diet and they eat twice as much as you ever think about eating, and
doesn't mean they're
healthy, but whatever they have been blessed with genetically can sit there and it burns. Their metabolism is higher for some reason. Doesn't
hollow
mean
leg.
Yeah,
they have a hollow leg. Yes.
So depending on how your body functions and your metabolism works, and so many other factors play into it, depends on how you burn fat and lose weight. And
I do have, my genetics is poor. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, not an excuse.
Yeah.
And I do. Even lymphedema, which we're going to talk about in a later episode. I have stage 4 lymphedema. My lymph system on my right side of my leg shut down,
mm-hmm.
and it can't fight infection. I've had an infection 14 times in the hospital, 9 times.
I know.
Almost died twice. Because people want to do a one-size-fits-all, and medical doctors saying, man, you're sneaking food and treating me as a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospital one time. They did 100 tests on me because they said I'm a diabetic. They said I have heart issues. I have high blood pressure, because they're thinking that this is what this fat person. And I told them, no, get my records. I'm not. So they kept me 2 extra days in the hospital, mm-hmm. because the doctor was dismissive to me and said, no, you have no opinion. You're just a fat person, lazy person, and mm-hmm. you need to quit eating, or you're sneaking food. And my wife said, no, he's not sneaking food.
Yeah.
I do the shopping. I know what's in the fridge. Well, he's doing this and this, because it's an assumption, and we need to destroy and defeat the assumptions.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing with the obesity revolution. Here's the thing. Body type quiz. You know, I'm a different body type than you, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Captain Obvious. So the quiz will determine your general fitness, right? It needs, based on things like your genetics, your gender, your starting point, your goals, your physical limitations, whether they are temporary or permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And my lymphedema isn't permanent, you know what I'm saying? But I do have something in my genetics that hurt me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it keeps it simple, keeps you focused, that if we get back to this without any, you know, commercial hype, and don't want to look like anybody but myself. I want to be me.
Right.
You know, I want to be who I am, and I want to make sure that I can be the best me that I can be. And it's an attainable goal, not a gimmick. No special filter lighting. You know, the fake sweat. You know, they spray them, you know, down because they're getting up there sweating and stuff like that. And then the people in the commercial are going to discuss discourage you or prevent me from being the best me for my wife and for my daughters. Now, let me ask you this. You know, I want to dance at my daughter's wedding. I want to walk them down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be there for my 6-year-old, my 3-year-old, and my 18-month-old, okay? And the one-size-fits-all mentality has almost pretty much destroyed me because I've lost 1 million pounds on every fad diet out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you lose it, and a lot of times it's water weight that you lose first anyways, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So my thing is I want to be there for them. The one size does not fit all because no one has my beautiful life.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm an individual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a number. We do this herd mentality in everything, in education, in culture, you know, in health and fitness, in the medical field. It's always that one size fits all thing. So if you haven't already begun, the time to start is now, right, Brandon?
That's right.
So if somebody wants to start, what is some steps that they need to take? If I had it said, heard it once, I've heard it a million times. Man, I wish I had Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody get started and get out of the one-size-fits-all? What do they look for, and how do they go ahead and get it?
Well, just have the confidence, first off, in yourself to take the step to reach out to somebody or to go out somewhere to a local gym or something like that. Call up there. You don't have to go up there first thing. Maybe talk to somebody. But have the confidence in yourself to know that, first off, you're absolutely worth it.
Good.
Second off, you can sit there and you can, you know, make all the excuses you want. But drop those excuses because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. You don't have to be at the gym 4 hours, everybody. 20 minutes to 30 minutes of some kind of
I love it.
Physical fitness will help you in so many aspects. It's unbelievable.
Do you hear that? And that's what I loved about Brent. He says, you know what? No, you're not going to be up here for an hour. We're going to get up here 20, 30 minutes. You're going to burn. You're going to sweat like you never sweat before. But you're going to get it in, and you're going to get major cardio, a full body workout.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to look for. And a trainer that has heart, you know. And if you need any help, you just go to theobesityrevolution.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be putting things, and we're going to change even gyms, atmospheres, and all that stuff. Because we are knocking, and we are moving mountains. I promise you we are doing that. There doesn't have to be no gimmicks, no pyramid schemes, right, Brandon? No,
nope.
You know, drink this drink, no multi-level marketing, because I've had 1,000 people reach out to me since January and say, why don't you just drink this drink or take this pill
yeah.
or do this, and I've asked them, now, how much weight have you lost? Well, I'm like, wait a minute. That's not a good sales pitch here.
There's no quick fix.
I love
there's
it.
There's no quick fix.
No quick fix. Not whatsoever.
Nope.
So you hear that? Brandon, my trainer said there's no quick fix.
We didn't get out of shape. We didn't get overweight overnight. We're not going to lose it and get back into shape overnight. It's a process.
I
love it. Trust the process, but just get it started.
And enjoy the process.
Yeah.
And enjoy the journey, because I am, even whenever I put on 5 pounds of water weight, I still enjoy it, because Brandon, I say, Brandon, I put on 5 pounds. He goes, that's water weight, Sean, especially in this heat. We're in the dead
of heat.
Seeing
that lymphedema.
He's like, yeah. And he even came in today. He goes, we're not going to measure you today because I know your legs swell. I don't want to discourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Man, geez. It's not a one size fits all. It's not as complicated as people, you know, want to. You can do it and keep it simple. You know how I keep it simple? I use the 3 W's, water, workout, and watch what I eat. That's when I started, because I knew I'd get overwhelmed. I've gotten off the horse so many times. But you know what? You're going to fall, and you're going to make mistakes. You want to have a soda, you drink it, that's fine, but make sure you get back up on the horse. And it's about mindset. You're going to fail, promise you. And any movement is good movement, right, Brandon?
That's right.
And I'm telling you that any movement is good movement. And the goal in life and change is for your benefit, nobody else. And you don't want to lose weight fast. We want to lose weight forever.
That's right.
That's what people say. Well, you'll lose weight this fast if you do this. We will be healthy. And the vanity has no place in the equation. It's not about that. So here's what I want to do, Brandon. We're at the end of another amazing episode, because it's not a one-size-fits-all mentality. I want to read a couple things that people have written in about that since following my journey. This is a guy from Art Gandhi. He said, Sean, keep it up, man. You got this. You shed those pounds in no time. This might sound weird. He says, please forgive me if it sounds offensive, because it's not my intention to be offensive, but you look like a physically fit man that is fighting his way out of a body that isn't his. Wow. He says, I don't know you, but I can tell that you are a strong dude. The body you're living in isn't your body. Keep fighting that good fight. You are inspirational. A fat guy, inspirational. That's right. Exactly. We're breaking the stigma. I can inspire. You can inspire anybody no matter where you're at. I want to get healthy, Sean. I really do. I'm about 50 pounds overweight. Now, mind you, a 687-pound person inspired a 50-pound person that needs to lose 50 pounds. He said, the monotony or everyday life led to boredom, and boredom leads to depression. You know, I just feel like I kind of gave up. Your journey is inspirational because those of us who watch you and see your progress, I don't find the buff gym rats to be inspirational because I don't see their journey or their goal. For all I know, those guys may have been fit all their lives. They may have had an awesome metabolism because of their genetics, and I can't relate to them. I can relate to you. Thank you, Art. This is from Rebecca Voigt. She says, okay, Sean, I listened to your message yesterday about getting uncomfortable, because it's okay getting comfortable. Mm-hmm. You said that. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Brandon Glore said that to me. That's why it inspired me to do that video. She said, I left my comfort zone today. For the first time, I walked into the gym with my son.
Awesome.
My first time on a treadmill, let alone on any other equipment. We stayed about 2 hours, and I can already tell I'm going to need a crane to get me out of bed in the morning, but I have to admit, I'm feeling pretty proud of myself.
Absolutely.
You and Brandon are awesome motivators, and this is where the Obesity Revolution came in. It's like you're the leader of the Obesity Revolution.
Oh, man. I got chills on that one, man. That's awesome. That's what it's about.
And listen to me. We got hundreds and hundreds of more of these because we get them every day, every week. Join the movement.
Yes.
One size fits all mentality isn't where it's at. Don't let a trainer put you in that. Don't take a diet, a fad diet, a training, this, and this. Break the mold. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. And as for me, Sean Maroney.
Brandon Glore here.
We're out of here, and we love you, and don't let anybody stifle your voice. Break that one-size-fits-all mentality.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.